The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Show. Ladies and gentlemen, I will make this brief. My dear mother once said to me,
if you don't have something nice to say about someone, then don't say anything.
So here he is,
Eric Metaxas.
Where am I? Holy cow. Folks, I got a special treat for you. As you know, I love talking, generally speaking, about science and faith. Socrates in the City is an event I've done for years. I've had on a lot of people like Stephen Meyer talking about the subject of faith and science, John Lennox. Today on this program, and we will be doing a Socrates in the City with him soon, I have Michael Behe, the author of Darwin's Black Box. He has a brand new book out called Darwin Devolves, The New Science About DNA That Challenges Evolution. Holy cow, this is hot stuff. Michael Behe, welcome to the program.
Thanks very much. It's great to be on with you.
Well, listen, I love the work you and Stephen Meyer and others have been doing in the field of what's called intelligent design. You guys have taken more more incoming from the other side who simply is put off by the idea that there might be a designer, that it almost becomes funny because you guys are scientists and you're putting the science out there and people are saying, by the way, shut up. We don't want to talk about it. So let me ask you a little bit before we get into your new book, Darwin Devolves, The New Science About DNA That Challenges Evolution. Give us a little bit of the background. You're a professor at Lehigh University in Pennsylvania. What got you into the field of what's today called intelligent design? How did that happen for you?
Well, it was a little bit serendipitous. I started out, I believed in Darwin's theory. I thought it was correct. I thought that's how life got here because that's what I was taught in school. And I had no reason to doubt what my teachers were saying. But I read a book called Evolution of the Theory in Crisis by man named Michael Denton, who was a geneticist and medical doctor then in Australia, and he pointed out a lot of problems for the theory that I had never thought of. And that kind of shocked me because here I was at the time, a tenured professor at Lehigh and a biochemist, you know, life is my field, and yet I had been basing my view of where life came from on not so much hard facts, as Denton pointed out, but rather on assumptions like this is the way that educated people are supposed to believe
right
now.
Okay, so you were already, I didn't realize this, that you were already, I mean, you're obviously a biochemist, but you were already tenured as a professor at Lehigh in biochemistry when this revelation happened for you and you read the Denton book.
That's right. I'm no fool. No, I have to. when you start to fiddle with intelligent design, you're a scientist. It really does help to have tenure because it's quite controversial.
But you're saying that you began to discover this sort of thing before you had tenure at some point?
No, actually, it was after I had tenure. It was in the late 80s, and I received tenure at Lehigh a year or two earlier than that.
Wow.
I was not yet a full professor. I was promoted a few years later in spite of the book, not because of it.
Right.
But that's kind of the timeline. Yeah.
Okay, so you're a biochemist, and you've always been a biochemist. This is what you do. And now the Denton book, what year did that come out? Just so I'm clear on the
that
timeline.
That was 85, I believe.
Okay.
85.
So that's kind of when the beginnings of this happened. I know Philip Johnson came out with his book not too much after that. And so there was a bit of a revolution in some circles. At what point did you get sucked into it? The first book on the subject by you is Darwin's Black Box, correct?
Right. And that's 96, not till 96.
Okay.
I actually got pulled in by Philip Johnson himself, kind of indirectly. I was one fine day in the department. I was walking by the office and saw an issue of Science magazine, picked it up and just was paging through, and they had a little story on Philip Johnson's book, Darwin on Trial, and it was essentially a warning. Keep your students away from this because it will confuse them because there's this credible source, a University of California, Berkeley law professor. And I had read Phil's book and I liked it. I was looking forward to seeing what they had to say about it. And so I got mad after reading the review.
Yeah.
And I sent out a letter to the editor of Science, essentially saying that here's a smart guy and he's got these questions. You should address the questions instead of warning people away from his book. And they published my letter. And Phil Johnson saw the letter in Science. And he wrote me a letter that was back before the Internet. And the rest is history.
Well, it's interesting because all this stuff has come. I mean, I feel like before Denton and Philip Johnson and you and everybody, there was, roughly speaking, a choice that people had between Darwinian evolution and what we would call, you know, more fundamentalist young Earth creationism. I mean,
that's right. And for people who are not familiar with the field, that's probably the way they still break it down today.
Right.
You either believe in Darwin or you believe in the Bible or something.
Yeah, talking snakes and all the crazy stuff that Christians believe in. So, okay, so
exactly.
So you're one of the scientists really who has led the way in giving nuance, and that's putting it mildly, giving detail and nuance to what is a very big picture. I mean, again, you're a biochemist. So in Darwin's Black Box, if you don't mind reprising that for my audience who might not know you, and by the way, your name is spelled B-E-H-E. I just want to be clear on that. B-E-H-E. Michael Behe. You say Behe or Behe?
Behe.
Behe. Okay. What do you know? Okay. Behe. and the new book, it just out, is called Darwin Devolves. But the book that you came out, I still can't believe we're talking over 20 years ago, Darwin's Black Box. What do you say effectively in that book?
Well, the gist is this, that back in Darwin's day, he looked at birds and animals and so on, came up with his theory of evolution, but he didn't know anything about the cellular or molecular level of life. Back in Darwin's time, the cell was thought to be a little piece of jelly, protoplasm, didn't seem like much of a much at all, and molecules, nobody knew if they actually existed. They were kind of theoretical entities.
And by the way, I've never seen one, just to be clear. I keep looking. All right, so in those days, they had the luxury of ignorance. Let's be honest. They had the luxury of not knowing. But as the years and science progressed, we could see more and more. And then obviously you as a biochemist, you bring a different level of scrutiny because now we can look at, we're not just looking at bones, we're looking at DNA.
Right. And it turns out that's kind of the fundamental level of life. That's where kind of the rubber meets the road. And it turns out that a major discovery of science in the past 60, 70 years is that the cell is actually run by machines, real machines made out of molecules, things like little molecular trucks that drive along highways made out of molecules. And there's an outboard motor called a flagellum that I often speak about.
Now, the flagellum theory, by the way, was dismissed for quite a while, wasn't it? That we have people like Francis Collins who pretty much just waved that away. But isn't it the case that they're not really able to do that anymore?
Well, then they can always wave it away, and that's generally what Darwinists do. But they don't explain how Darwinian processes might produce it.
Okay.
And if you look at it with any sort of critical eye, they haven't even tried to, you know, do the first step.
Hang on, folks. I'm talking to Michael Behe. That's B-E-H-E. The new book is Darwin Devolves. Very exciting.
I remember feeling so desperate and so trapped. I was surrounded by family and friends that loved me. Any one of them would have listened to me, but I was so afraid of opening up to them, too embarrassed to talk about what was causing me so much pain. It felt like torture to be so close to people that would have loved to help me and yet too embarrassed to ask for help. And then a few weeks ago, I heard about Faithful Counseling here on the radio. Christian counselors, fellow believers, trusted therapists who not only share my faith, but could actually help me. They want to give you a free week so you can try them out. You can begin a conversation by text or phone, even video conferencing, in the privacy of your own home. Why not give it a try? If it's not for you, cancel during your first week and you won't pay a dime. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com.
You know, I've got some serious high blood pressure issues, and the first thing I do when I get up in the morning is I take Super Beats. I test myself several times a day, as my doctor has ordered me to do, and I notice if I go a day or two without Super Beats, my blood pressure goes up. It's critical for me every morning to get up and reach for my Super Beats. If you have any kind of issues with blood pressure, I strongly recommend that you do something about it. Not only is it effective in reducing my blood pressure, it also tastes great. It's not bitter. It's not unpleasant. There's a little scoop. You scoop into the little can. You put some cold water on it. You stir it up and you're done. And do that every morning the way I've done. For me, it's had a measurable effect on my blood pressure. I think it will as well on yours. Try Super Beats risk-free for 90 days. Just go to elderbeats.com to get this special offer. You'll even get a free 30-day supply of Super Beats with your first order at elderbeats.com and free nitric oxide indicator strips to test your nitric oxide levels. Go to elderbeats.com or call 800-996-3406. That's 800-996-3406 right now and get your heart moving to Super Beats.
Hey there, folks. It's Eric Metaxas. If you know My Pillow, you already know how effective it is. On this program, we joke half seriously that it is the official pillow of Rip Van Winkle. Mike Lindell dedicated himself to inventing a pillow that works, that's effective. It's not a joke. I mean, if you know his story, we've interviewed him on the program. It's an amazing story, right? Okay, well, if you're looking for a great night's sleep, right now is the perfect time to get your first MyPillow. By the way, if you already know how great it is, you can get them for everybody you know. But I say that because right now on this program, to my listeners, there is a special offer, a four-pack offer that includes two premium MyPillows with two go-anywhere pillows plus free shipping. You have to call 800-978-3057 and use the promo code Eric or Metaxas, or go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Eric or Metaxas, or call 800-978-3057. Do it now.
The way you get your medicine prescriptions is now changing across America. GoGoMeds.com can deliver your medicine right to your door. Here's all you need to do. Your doctor gives you the prescription. You go online to gogomeds.com, put in your information, and make sure to include the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. Your meds are then delivered to your home, and you've saved money. It's that easy. No more waiting, no lines, no copay each month, and best of all, no wandering around the store aimlessly waiting for your prescription to be filled. GoGoMeds.com, the new way to get your medicine delivered right to your door. Remember that getting your prescription filled now means never having to go to a store again. GoGoMeds.com. GoGoMeds.com. Use the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. That's GoGoMeds.com, promo code MIKE2018.
Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. We're having a lot of fun. I hope you're part of this. We're talking about with the author of a new book called Darwin Devolves, the new science about DNA that challenges evolution. Incredibly exciting, cutting edge stuff in our time, overturning 150 years of thinking. Very, very important, pioneering work. Michael Behe, again, welcome to the program. You were just talking about, I want to get the guts of your 1996 book, Darwin's Black Box, which put you on the map and put you out there as a target for people who are made uncomfortable by some of your some of the implications of your work. So before we get into the thesis of Darwin, the thesis of the new book, Darwin Devolves, I just want to go back again. So tell me, in Darwin's Black Box, what do you say there?
Well, Darwin didn't know about the cell and molecules. And the title of the book, Darwin's Black Box, you know, a black box is a phrase that's used in science. It means, you know, something that does something really cool, but you don't know how it works,
right?
Because you can't see inside.
Okay.
And the black box of the title is the cell.
Uh-huh.
Darwin didn't know what the cell was. He did neat things like reproduce and stuff, but didn't know what was inside. And now we have opened Darwin's black box, and we've discovered this incredibly sophisticated and elegant machinery. We've discovered DNA and, you know, storage of digital information in the cell, and all sorts of stuff. And the argument of the book is that this cannot be explained by Darwin's theory. It's got lots of problems, including one called irreducible complexity.
And now, is that your coinage, that phrase?
Yeah, I made that up. Yep.
I get to talk on this program with the man who invented the phrase irreducible complexity, really, because I've heard that so many times out of the mouths of people like Stephen Meyer, but I didn't realize that that had its provenance with you, sir. Well, irreducible complexity, explain that, because there are plenty of people listening who don't know what we mean by that.
Sure. You think of pretty much any machine. And in the book, I use as an example a mouse trap. Now, a mouse trap has a number of different parts. It's got a spring and a bar and a wooden platform. And turns out, if you take any one of them away, then the trap doesn't work anymore. So, if you wanted to build that thing gradually, step by tiny step, kind of in a manner similar to a Darwinian evolutionary scenario, you know, how would you do it? You know, you start with something, say the wooden platform, but that doesn't do anything. And you add another part and it doesn't do anything. And it's only when the trap is complete that it works. So it's irreducible. It's complex and it's
right.
Irreducible.
In other words, you can't get there until you're there. And there's nothing there until the whole thing is there. And I mean, people have talked about the human eyeball that way, that there's certain things that it doesn't make sense that they could have evolved along Darwinian lines. In other words, there are many bizarre animals and animal behaviors that they don't make sense in the Darwinian model. So, of course, a strict Darwinian evolutionist would say, well, that's just because we don't know enough yet. But you're saying, on the contrary, we now know enough to say that, in fact, it isn't true. It didn't evolve. We have to come up with another explanation.
That's exactly right. Yeah. From the beginning, a lot of skeptics pointed out exactly that problem, that there are things like the eye that need multiple components in order to work. But if you think that the cell is just kind of jelly and who knows what it's, you know, capable of kind of pushing and molding itself into. So it had to wait in order to really cut it off at the bottom, you had to get to the molecular level of life, the foundation of life. And we've been exploring that now for half a century or more. And, yeah, the results, it's kind of like a computer. Somebody might say, yeah, computer looks complex. We see it's got a screen and a keyboard and stuff. But when we know more about it, then we'll see how it could be put together accidentally. But when you open up the computer and you look at stuff, you find out it's even more complex on the inside than it appears on the outside. Life is like that, too.
Okay, so that's basically what you talk about in Darwin's black box. You're talking about the cell, that's the black box. What is Darwin Devolves about? The new book, it's titled Darwin Devolves, The New Science About DNA That Challenges Evolution. And on the cover, you have, you know, four of Darwin's famous finches and the different beaks. So what is the thesis of this new book?
Well, it's this, that, again, Darwin didn't know about molecules. He didn't know about what drove heredity, since he didn't know about DNA or cells or anything like that. And over the years, people would see that there were new varieties or mutants in some population of organisms, and sometimes the change would help, and they would go on to thrive in the population. And so those were taken as confirming Darwin's theory, but nobody knew what the mutation was because
right.
they couldn't look at the molecular level.
Right.
But and that was the case pretty much up until the turn of the millennium, up until the year 2000 or so. But science can now easily sequence, you know, the entire DNA complement of an organism pretty easily. Everybody's heard of the Human Genome Project, I imagine, where the human genome has been sequenced. But turns out these days that, you know, lots and lots of organisms have had their genome sequenced. And for our purposes, that means that we can actually track down the mutations, the changes at the molecular level that help creatures survive. And the long and the short is that for the ones that have been tracked down so far, for the most part, they are ones that degrade genes.
Wow.
That is, they break things that were already there. It's
okay, I want to translate this a little bit because this is just so amazing and so heavy. So you're saying we've always known Darwin posited this idea of mutations. But he really didn't know how it worked. You could only see the mutations in their manifestations, so to speak, on the surface level. But then you're saying as science progressed, we were able to look at things on a molecular level. But it really wasn't until the last 20 years. This is what astounds me. So after you wrote Darwin's Black Box, you have Francis Collins and the Human Genome Project, and they begin to show us what we, until that recently, until like a few years ago, we couldn't know which genes were coded, which ones were flipped on, which ones were flipped off. And now we can actually see that. And you're telling me that on the contrary, mutations, which are supposed to be moving us forward to evolve, the ones that we have looked at are doing precisely the opposite.
Well, that's pretty much that's right. They most easily break genes, and what some people don't kind of throws them is that broken genes can sometimes help. It helps to throw something away if it's interfering with what you're trying to do right now.
Right.
Here's an analogy I use on occasion, and that's, suppose your life depended on your car getting a little bit better gas mileage. You know, not a lot, just a little bit. So what could you do quickly to help it get better gas mileage?
Lose weight.
Exactly. So you could, say, throw away the doors or, you know, throw out the hood of the car.
Get rid of the spare tire.
Exactly. And, you know, those things are useful in other circumstances. But if your life depended on you right now getting better gas mileage, then that's the way to go.
Right.
And so it turns out biology is a lot like that. And it's, as I said, the cell is run by machines, and so a lot like your car, they've got different parts. Sometimes you can throw some away and lose something, but overall it's better for the organism. And the surprising thing is that those dominate the beneficial mutations, the helpful mutations. There are so many parts in a cell that for almost any situation, getting rid of something is quicker and easier than trying to improve something.
Okay, so hang on. We're going to go to a break, and then we're going to continue the conversation. Really exciting, folks. We're living in amazing scientific times. The book is Darwin Devolves by Michael Behe. Stick around. See Erkman Taxis Show.
Just to see the clothes she wears. It's just like a dream.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Comair, the operator of British Airways and Kelula flights in South Africa, says it has grounded its Boeing 737 MAX 8 jets while it consults with Boeing, other operators, and technical experts. Comair joins a number of other airlines in grounding the models after Sunday's deadly crash in Ethiopia. British Prime Minister Theresa May heading to France for face-to-face talks with EU leaders as she's scrambling to save her Brexit deal from defeat in Parliament. Democrats have chosen Milwaukee to host their 2020 National Convention. It will be the first time in more than a century the Democrats gather in a Midwest city other than Chicago to nominate their presidential candidate. President Trump asking Congress to slash funding for the Environmental Protection Agency by about a third in his 2020 budget. Lawmakers have rejected previously. This is SRN News.
Your family depends on your income, and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Many people today think the Bible, the most influential book in world history, is not only outdated, but also irrelevant, irrational, and even immoral. Dennis Prager here. I've written a book, The Rational Bible, Genesis, to prove otherwise. My new book demonstrates clearly and powerfully that the Bible remains profoundly relevant both for the great issues of our day and in each of our lives. The Rational Bible Genesis comes out this May, and I want to invite you to join me for an exclusive pre-launch event for my book on May 6th in Orlando, Florida. That will be the first day it will be available to the public. Get your tickets today. Be part of a full-day celebration with me and our partners at TBN. Come and be part of the studio audience for the taping and live broadcast of my radio show. After the broadcast, I'll discuss my new book, answer your questions, and you'll get a signed copy of The Rational Bible Genesis. Join me in Orlando on May 6th. Get your tickets today when you visit my website, DennisPrager.com, and click on the Rational Bible banner. See you in Orlando.
I was born in the Southland. Oh, oh, oh.
yeah, 20-some-odd years ago. My, my, Lord, Lord, I ran away for the first time.
I, too, am a freeborn man. Isn't that a coincidence? Hey, folks, we're talking to the author of Darwin Devolves, the new science about DNA that challenges evolution. This is amazing stuff. We are living in extraordinary times where science is concerned. Michael Behe is my guest. Michael Behe, I have to ask you, you just said something before we went to the break. I want people to understand what you said. So you're saying that when we lose certain genes or when genes break through mutation, that does improve things?
It can.
It yes, can.
It can. Certainly breaking some genes would not help you, but in some circumstances, breaking some genes does. There's actually a couple of stories a few years ago in the New York Times about one group of folks who did not get type 2 diabetes. Older Nordic folks, and they tracked down the change, the mutation that conferred this resistance on these people, and it turns out to be a broken gene in sugar metabolism. And another group of people was resistant to heart disease.
Well, so how does this work? I'm still not confused. How does this forward your thesis that mutations do not help the species? I'm not clear on that.
This is another example of breaking a gene being helpful. Okay, the people with this broken gene talked about in this New York Times article would not get type 2 diabetes, even if they ate a lot of sugary stuff like most of us do these days. And so presumably they will be survive better in a culture that has a modern diet than folks without this broken gene. And it's an improvement. It's an improvement in the sense that they'll live longer, but they're losing genetic information. They are not gaining it.
Okay. So now, but can we gain genetic information via mutations? Is that theoretically possible?
Well, it depends on what you mean by information and stuff. But the long and the short of it is that if you don't quibble, you know, you can't gain very much. You can duplicate something you've already had. It's like kind of photocopying an article. And so you have two copies of it on your desk. And maybe with one of the two, you can cross out some words and try to give it a different sense, but you're not going to get very far from the beginning.
So what you're saying is we're not seeing anything that indicates evolution actually happening according to the Darwinian model. We're just not. And now that we can look down at that level, you're saying we're not seeing that happening.
Yeah, that's correct. We're not seeing constructive mutation.
Okay,
or constructive evolution.
So the question is, What do people who disagree with you or who are upset with you say? I know that there was a very recently in the very recent issue of Science magazine, obviously tremendously prominent scientific publication. They reviewed your book without really substantively arguing against what you say. Do they have any substance, or are they just upset by the implications?
Well, of course, you're asking the author of the book, so I have my opinion, which is that they're just upset. They don't have an argument against it, and they're still confused. Certainly not very many scientists pay attention to these issues, and so the fact that all of this data from the DNA sequencing, which has just come around in the past 20 years or so, this is new to many scientists as well, and a lot of them haven't taken this on board yet. And so they, in the review, the authors, including a very, very prominent scientist involved in evolutionary studies, they kind of pointed to theoretical examples of what was thought Darwinism could do without actually showing that this was possible and without addressing the problem of the degradation of genes that I had discussed in the book. So
yeah.
They essentially just rehearsed all the old arguments and said I was dumb.
Yeah. Calling people dumb is very effective when you don't have an argument. When you just I'm letting my audience know, if you don't have an argument, that doesn't need to be the end of things. You can just call the other person dumb or racist, and sometimes that can work. Now, before we go to a break here, I want to remind my listeners, we'll be right back with Michael Behe to talk about Darwin Devolves. This is hot stuff, folks. But before we do that, I want to remind you, we're doing a campaign with Food for the Poor. Now is your chance to help folks in Haiti. They are suffering tremendously. That's the bad news. The good news is we can actually do something about it. We have vetted this organization, Food for the Poor. Salem Radio and this program have spent a lot of time making sure that we only work with people who are getting the job done. So if you give money to Food for the Poor through this program, you can bet that it's going to help those who are suffering. If you want more information and want to give, and I hope you do, go to MetaxasTalk.com. We've all got to give something to something. We don't just go through life. God has blessed us. The only question is, to what do we give? I recommend going to MetaxasTalk.com and giving to Food for the Poor, because the need is great, the suffering is great, and the possibility of helping them is tremendous. We'll be right back.
It's a big time, and all I got to do is act naturally.
Albin, I would like to talk about Relief Factor.
Sure, yeah.
But you know what? Even better than my talking about it, what about if we hear from Julia? Can we hear from Julia?
Yeah.
Is she here? Let's go.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
Okay, I got to say, Relief Factor was actually created by doctors who wanted a 100% drug-free supplement that could help your own body deal with inflammation and those aches and pains due to aging, exercise, whatever it is, which is why I take it. Look, you can do all kinds of stuff, but this is—it's very inexpensive. It's drug-free. It's safe, and within 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you. It works for most people, so check it out. It's ReliefFactor.com. Highly recommended, folks. ReliefFactor.com.
I remember feeling so desperate and so trapped. I was surrounded by family and friends that loved me. Any one of them would have listened to me, but I was so afraid of opening up to them, too embarrassed to talk about what was causing me so much pain. It felt like torture to be so close to people that would have loved to help me and yet too embarrassed to ask for help. And then a few weeks ago, I heard about Faithful Counseling here on the radio. Christian counselors, fellow believers, trusted therapists who not only share my faith, but could actually help me. They want to give you a free week so you can try them out. You can begin a conversation by text or phone, even video conferencing, in the privacy of your own home. Why not give it a try? If it's not for you, cancel during your first week and you won't pay a dime. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com.
Share, like, comment, tweet. Are these foreign terms to your business? They may not be to your competition and the reason you're losing sales. Social media marketing is on the verge of dominating commerce. The right social media strategy can help you slay the competition and gain new customers. We're Salem Surround. We take the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you run your business while we deliver customers. Your competition is already social. Catch them and surpass them. We offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales. We know how to make every digital dollar count towards sales success. Now there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI.
Learn more by logging on to SalemSurround.com, connecting you with new customers.
Studies show Americans are getting less sleep than ever. Think about it. How did you sleep last night? At Boll & Branch, your sleep is all we think about. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. 5 years ago, my wife Missy and I set out to give you the best sleep of your life by creating the softest, most comfortable sheets in the world. But don't take my word for it. Our products have thousands of five-star reviews and are loved by 3 U.S. presidents. Every Boll & Branch product is designed with you in mind. From our signature soft sheets to our cozy throws to our plush towels. We even label the long and short sides of our fitted sheets so it's that much easier to make your bed. We want you to love your Boll & Branch purchase, so we give you a 30-day risk-free trial. And right now, you'll get $50 off your first set of sheets plus free shipping at bollandbranch.com with promo code CALM. That's B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code CALM to get $50 off. Bollandbranch.com, promo code CALM.
We're talking about science. It is just fascinating to think that science continues to tell us things that we had no clue about. The new book, Darwin Devolves, The New Science About DNA That Challenges Evolution by Michael Behe, is in front of me right now. Michael Behe, first of all, congratulations, because this is real science and this is advancing the cause of science. And I know that you put a lot of work into this.
Thanks a lot. I'll take all the congratulations I can get, but I really feel kind of self-conscious because none of this is hard to see, and if it weren't for the philosophical and theological overtones, all the stuff that I write about would have been old hat, 50, 60 years ago.
Right. Well, that's
the fact that you see
all
this sophisticated stuff. Whenever we see sophisticated machinery, it's a no-brainer to conclude that there was an intelligence behind it.
Now we
find it in life.
You're helping us see what was right in front of us. And again, I mean, when you talk about intelligent design, I mean, the basic thing is that if you find a pocket watch or you find an iPad on the beach, you know that it wasn't created by the surf and the wind. You know that some intelligence designed it because it's much too complex to simply have been shaped by natural forces. I mean, that's the common sense level. But you're saying that we can now see the complexity of life. And it's so complex that it beggars imagination. And Darwin never could have seen this, but now we can see it. But the larger point, of course, is that we've developed a power structure in the world of the academy that has been, sucking off the Darwinian udder, let's put it that way, for many years and is not inclined to be weaned. And so we have a problem because there are people that they don't really care if it's very clear. They're trying to make it less clear because they find it embarrassing that what we've believed is wrong.
Yeah, and that's exactly correct. It's much more social pressure to be cool, to believe the things that modern folks are supposed to believe. It's a lot more that than it is evidence. The evidence for the ability of Darwin's mechanism of mutation and selection to do much of anything there's never been any of it, or there's never been anything really compelling. People have pointed to, say, breeding of dogs from wolves and seen all the great variety we get there. But again, wolves and dogs are actually the same species.
They still have have the same body type. We haven't bred dogs with six legs. We haven't bred dogs with antennae. We haven't bred dogs with gills. We're limited. And you're saying that it becomes more obvious rather than less obvious. The more time passes, the more it's obvious that, we got what we got, and that nothing's evolving the way Darwin was saying it would.
That's right. And now you can even go in and look at the DNA of the different breeds of dogs and say, well, you know, what makes this Chihuahua so small? And you find out there are a couple of genes for growth proteins which have been broken. And, you know, what makes this husky so white? And you find that there are genes controlling coat color, and they've been broken. And many others. The bulldog, you know, what gives it its a short muzzle? Another broken gene, it turns out. So even the best examples of Darwinian evolution, the ones that Darwinists would point to as examples of the power of evolution,
right,
are turning out to be examples of devolution.
I mean, it's so fascinating. Now, surely there have to be people out there who see some of what you're saying, but are maybe afraid to say that they see it. They're keeping their mouths shut. Maybe they don't have tenure yet. Maybe they don't want to be humiliated at the cocktail party. But this stuff is fairly clear, and you don't write it in a way that you're trying to be mystical or abstruse. It's basic. So have you ever bumped into people who say that to you, that I see this, but I'm just not willing to talk about it?
Yeah, I have. That happened a lot when the first book came out, Darwin's Black Box. I would get a number of emails and even letters from scientists, some of them rather prominent, who said that, yes, I've suspected as much for a long time, you know, but, you know, now I'm old, I'm not going to say anything. This is not hard to see, and even many scientists will, in private, agree that something's afoot here. But it's one thing to agree in private, another to tell, you know, in a faculty meeting, say that, yes, you think that this is correct.
Right. I mean, one of them takes courage. It's kind of like saying, like, I see that the Jews are being taken away to death camps, but you know what? I'm just not ready to lose any social capital by bringing it up. I'll leave that to the other people. I mean, it really is a horrible thing to me that people don't have the courage to speak the truth. It's shameful is what it is, especially if you call yourself a scientist.
Yeah, well, there seems to be a lot of that going around in all sorts of areas these days, unfortunately, where people are cowed into agreeing with or pretending to agree with the consensus of the moment. But, you know, the problem is that over time, when this is the only viewpoint that is allowed to be expressed, and newcomers are led to believe that, in fact, there's more evidence for it than there is.
Well, it is becoming overwhelming. Books like yours and Stephen Myers and others, it's really clear, and I'm not sure how this is going to change, but it's like a Copernican revolution. You have a power structure that is uncomfortable by what science shows to be clearly true. And the irony now is that that power structure is the scientific establishment, not the religious establishment. So it's tremendously ironic. We'll be right back to continue the conversation with the author of Darwin Devolves, Michael Behe. It's the Eric Metaxas Show.
What if every Christian discovered that their favorite hero of the faith held to some false and even shocking views? In his new book, Regrace, best-selling author Frank Viola uncovers some of the shocking beliefs held by faith giants like Luther, Augustine, and C.S. Lewis. He challenges us all to engage with fellow believers more graciously, even when we disagree. Regrace is available now, wherever books are sold.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The president's just-released budget proposal sets the stage for tough negotiations.
Republican Tom Cole noting this is just a starting point for negotiations and that both sides need to be willing to deal in order to get something signed by September. Meanwhile, Democrats say the request for nearly $9 billion for the border wall is dead on arrival, and others are calling the proposed cuts to domestic spending dangerous.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reporting. Secretary General Antonio Guterres says over 20 U.N. personnel died in the crash of the Ethiopian airliner on Sunday. They were en route to a key global humanitarian conference.
Yesterday's terrible air crash in Ethiopia took the lives of all those on board, including at least 21 of our U.N. colleagues, according to the latest information.
This is SRN News.
It's so nice now that the kids are asleep.
Cheers.
We got the kids, our house, a stable income.
Checking off all the boxes.
But there's one box we haven't checked off.
What's that?
Life insurance.
We don't need to think about that now. We're young.
That's why now is the best time. Life insurance gets more expensive the older you get.
But I don't have time to do a blood test. It's such a hassle to meet with someone just to get a quote.
Not with Ethos.
Ethos?
It's a modern kind of life insurance. You just answer four quick questions at getethos.com and get a free instant quote. No pushy salespeople. And no medical exams required for policies covering under $1 million. You can apply online in just 10 minutes.
10 minutes? Let's do it.
But then what will we do for the rest of the night?
I'm sure we can think of something.
Get your free instant quote and submit your complete application in minutes. Just go to getethos.com. That's E-T-H-O-S. Getethos.com. Getethos.com.
And if I said I really knew you well, what would your answer be? If you were here today,
folks, it's Eric Metaxas' show, the lovely voice of Paul McCartney. I am talking about something very exciting right now. There's a new book out called Darwin Devolves, The New Science About DNA That Challenges Evolution. Groundbreaking stuff, paradigm-shifting stuff. The author, Michael Behe, is with me now. Michael, what do you suppose it will take for this revolution to happen? The power structure that stands against this has been there for a long time. There's a lot of money involved. What is it that you think might be the work around the current situation? Is it books like yours? Is it talking about this on the popular level, on programs like this? What do you suppose will help the situation?
Yeah, I do think that's exactly right, because when a profession, you know, kind of turns inward and won't listen to anybody outside themselves, and they are wrong about something. Well, we've seen it in other situations, other professions too. You oftentimes have to go outside the circle, and so let other people know about it so they can kind of express their own views, and so that the folks in science start to look at it from without their preconceptions and see that they, you know, might have been barking up the wrong tree here. And we want to get them away from that for their own good as well as for everybody else's.
Now, I know that you're a tenured professor at Lehigh and have been so for a very long time, 30 years, it sounds like. You seem too young to have been tenured for 30 years, but I'm going to go with it. And what amazes me is that on their website, they have kind of a disclaimer. Even they are uncomfortable that this prominent biochemist who's been working along successfully all these years, teaching successfully, has this point of view that embarrasses them. So they have to say, we don't like it.
Well, yeah, that's true. But in their defense, I would say that they get a lot of flack just because there's this crazy guy who believes in intelligent design on the faculty.
Yeah.
And some of their students, when the graduate students go to a national meeting and present a poster or some such thing, people come around and say, "Hey, you're from Lehigh, you know, what is Lehigh turning into some sort of Bible college or what?"
And yeah.
So,
well, look, you're obviously insane. People have been listening to this program for an hour. No, you can't put two sentences together. But yeah, so they have a point. You're a madman. And how can they possibly tolerate you? That's a good question. It's a good question. I only can imagine how lucky they are to have you, and that some of them must know that, but that they've got to protect themselves. I just want to say, since we're out of time, congratulations on the new book. I mean, this is big stuff. If people have read Darwin's Black Box, I know they're going to grab a copy of Darwin Devolves. And if they haven't read Darwin's Black Box, I hope they'll still grab a copy of Darwin Devolves, or maybe Darwin's Black Box first. This is just cutting edge stuff. And I'm thrilled that you have the courage of your convictions to write about what is so clear. I look forward to seeing you in person in your neck of the woods. Michael Behe, thank you so much.
Oh, thanks a lot for having me.
Folks, the book is Darwin Devolves. You want to grab a copy. Very exciting. And do not forget the gift of food for the poor. The phone number, I'll give it right now. Very important. They need your help. You're going to give anyway. Might as well give now. Here's the number, 844-863-HOPE, 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 or go to MetaxasTalk.com. Whatever you give, we want to send you something to thank you. This is very important work, and I'm grateful that you're involved.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.